Glorifying God by Mrs. E. G. White. December 22, 1901. In our sanitariums, men and women are to be taught how to live in harmony with God's plan. In these institutions, God is to be made first and last and best in everything. The workers are to be inspired by holy motives. The Lord will bless the institution in which right principles are maintained. He will impress minds, leading men and women to see that He is the moving power. From an institution thus controlled and honored by God, there goes forth a powerful influence for good, an influence that bears witness to the abiding presence of God. Just so long as the workers cooperate with God, they cannot meet with failure. I am pained as I see some working on principles that God cannot sanction. Truth and righteousness are being corrupted, and that by men in the service of God. These men are depending not upon the power of God, but upon human effort. Into their work they are bringing presumption and human wisdom. To those who are following these lines, God says, "Stop and consider. You are not working in harmony with me. Your spirit is not one with my spirit." Our physicians should keep close watch over word and action. They have pledged themselves to come out from the world and be separate. Having accepted Christ as their leader, they are to live a new life, a life that bears no stamp of worldliness. The idea that outward show gives influence must be purged from the life of a physician before he can fill, acceptably to God, his place as a messenger of peace and hope to the needy and suffering. Those who shape their course of action so as to obtain worldly recognition, who allow worldly ideas to mold the mind and control the actions, cannot gain true success. They may think they succeed, but something is lacking. The perception that should be quick to see evil is blunted by the homage paid to worldly influence. To those who know not the divine requirements, the outward life of such a one may seem to be a success, but in the records of heaven are written the words, "weighed in the balances and found wanting." He who thinks that success depends on laying aside the yoke of Christ and putting on the yoke of the world will fail entirely of gaining success. Christ declares, "Without me, ye can do nothing." John 15, verse 5. There is danger that as our people become stronger and more established, the truth for this time will not be made sufficiently prominent. Some who occupy responsible positions are in danger of leading away from the very work for which these institutions were established, in danger of exerting an influence in favor of self-gratification, fashion, and display. A more sanctified intelligence would lead where God is leading, to self-denial and self-sacrifice. To those who fill positions I trust in God's work, I would say, remember that day by day you are fashioning your destiny for eternity. Your future will be just what you now make it. Your education and opinions may need modification. Do thorough work in self-examination. Be sure that you are forming right habits. For when once formed, habits are all-powerful. Every pursuit in which you engage, every line of study you take up, should be of a character to prepare you for entrance to the higher school above. A higher standard must be reached by those in God's work. The Lord cannot cooperate with one whose influence is un-Christlike. He is not pleased with the spirit and principles that some are cherishing. There is need of a reformation, need of a better understanding in regard to what constitutes service to God. He desires us to do a work into which not a particle of selfishness is brought. but the lives of many in his service are not what he desires them to be. And those who are striving to carry out in his labor is made very trying by the influences exerted to hinder them. Never can any human being attain perfection unless he makes the law of God his standard. God desires us day by day to look at ourselves in the divine mirror, that we may see and correct our mistakes. I say to all, study the Word of God. Look at yourselves in His great mirror. Do not go away and forget the defects there revealed. Strive for perfection. At any cost, obey the holy authority. As you do your part, you will be led upward and onward. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God which worketh into you, both to will and to do of His good pleasure. Philippians 2, verse 12, 13. When the Word of God is carefully and prayerfully studied, bright light shines on the pathway, guiding the feet heavenward. The Lord desires an uplifting, ennobling work to be done in every institution established by His people. Obstacles will be met, but they are to be surmounted. Each step of advance means so much more ground won from the dominion of the enemy and made tributary to Christ. Each step of advance is a step nearer the time when sin shall no longer triumph, when heaven's principles shall bear sway. As the standard of reform is uplifted, God cooperates with those who are trying to give truth to the world. By their work, many minds are led to investigate and are awed by the wonderful revelation made to them. Many who in the past have not known God or Jesus Christ will thus be led to a knowledge of the truth. As they receive the heavenly treasure, their hearts swell with gratitude and praise. They become light bearers, going forth to impart to others that which they have received from God. In our health institutions, many are to find the precious jewels of truth, discovering in God's Word that which satisfies every need of the soul. By the covenant of grace, those who are baptized become members of the royal family. If they maintain their integrity, they will be as salt that has not lost its savor, a preserving influence in the world. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, not things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Colossians 3, verse 1-4.